Today I'm talking to Howard Phillips. Howard Phillips has been active in politics since graduating from Harvard College in 1962. Mr. Phillips founded the U.S. Taxpayers Party in 1992, is president of the U.S. Taxpayers Institute and chairman of the U.S. Taxpayers Alliance, and since 1974 has been chairman of the Conservative Caucus. Mr. Phillips, thank you for joining me on the program today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Could you start by introducing the Conservative Caucus to my listeners? Why was it founded, and what are its principles?
The Conservative Caucus is a nonprofit, nonpartisan public policy action organization founded in 1974, and its purpose is to limit the federal government to its delegated, enumerated constitutional functions and to restore the American system of jurisprudence to its biblical common law foundations. We've been involved in a great many public policy issues over the years. We were the ones who introduced the concept of a strategic defense to President Reagan. We've aided anti-Soviet freedom fighters in Central America and Southern Africa. We have fought against socialized medicine. We have worked to strengthen the U.S. Military. We're strongly pro-life and anti-abortion. And currently, our top priorities are opposing the scheme for a North American Union, which is being embraced by the Bush administration, and our other top priority is to oppose the so-called United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty.
All right, well, today let's talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is the forerunner for the North American Union. Could you tell us why is the Conservative Caucus concerned about the SPP?
Well, we're students of history, and we've seen what happened in Europe. Recently, they celebrated the supposed 50th anniversary of the European Union. But 50 years ago, there was no European Union. There was the Iron and Coal Community Agreement. And then step by step, incrementally, culminating with the Maastricht Treaty in the 1990s, they developed first a European Community and then a European Union. I led a group of two dozen Americans to Europe during the period in which the Maastricht Treaty was debated, and on one occasion we had the Foreign Minister of Luxembourg address our group, and he said if the people of Luxembourg had any idea of what we're up to, they would arise in outrage. But they didn't know what was being done, and the same thing is happening now. The SPP is part of an incremental strategy to step by step lead to first a so-called North American Community, as Robert Pastor describes it, and ultimately a North American Union, which would eliminate borders between the United States and Canada and the United States and Mexico, produce a so-called economic union, and put a perimeter around the outer borders of Mexico and of Canada rather than borders between the U.S. and Mexico or the U.S. and Canada. The proposals for a North American Union include the creation of institutions which would have a superseding impact on the American judiciary, the American Constitution, the American Congress. And the SPP is moving forward without any congressional approval. Indeed, there have been two votes in Congress specifically rejecting the SPP, and the meeting in Canada, which begins on August 20, is being held behind closed doors, with even members of the media, let alone elected political leaders, excluded from participation. I'll be in Canada beginning this Sunday, and I'll be having a news conference there on Monday the 20th, along with several others, critiquing the behind-closed-door meeting of the SPP.
Can you tell us about that news conference? Who's setting it up and who will be participating?
Well, it's being organized by the coalition to block the North American Union. I'm the chairman of that coalition, and the coalition includes several dozen organizations. We will have statements at the conference by some members of Congress. One of them will be present by video. The others are submitting their statements. We have a statement from Pat Boone, the well-known actor. We have a We'll have in person Tom DeWeese, the head of the American Policy Center, Jack McManus, the head of the John Birch Society. I'll be there. And we have the leader of the Canadian Action Party, Connie Fogel, who will be speaking. And we may have a couple of surprises as well.
Interesting. Well, could you tell us, what do you plan on talking about at that news conference?
Well, essentially what I've just indicated to you in a statement prepared for release at the news conference, I call upon President Bush to tear down the wall of secrecy regarding the SPP, just as Ronald Reagan called upon Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall. And we talk about everything I've described, including the very important vote which occurred in the U.S. House of Representatives on July 24, when by a margin of 362 to 63, members of the House, Democrat and Republican alike, voted against the SPP. During the debate on immigration, at the last moment, the Bush administration slipped language into the McCain-Kennedy Bush bill, which would have, in effect, authorized, or specifically authorized, the SPP, and when the immigration bill went down, so did that language.
Interesting. And you talked about the vote on July 24th. Is that the same as the immigration bill, or that was a different bill?
No. This was an amendment introduced by Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter and Democrat Congressman Marcy Kaptur.
I see. Can you tell us who are some of the key players in this SPP? You alluded earlier to Mr. Robert Pastor, but are there other key players behind this process?
Well, there was a conference held this past Monday under the auspices of the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C. I attended that conference, although I was not a speaker. Mr. Pastor spoke there, and as part of the Council on Foreign Relations, he wrote a paper laying out the strategy and tactics for building what he calls a North American community and for advancing the SPP. And already, the SPP is at work without congressional authority, to use their term, harmonizing rules and regulations for the three North American governments, Mexico, Canada, and the United States. And this is being done without any legislative authority, and it's being done entirely under the auspices of the executive branch at a technocratic, bureaucratic level.
One of the things that strikes me about the opposition to the Security and Prosperity Partnership is that the opposition cuts across all traditional party lines in the so-called political spectrum. And an example of that, you might be aware, the Council of Canadians is organizing a counter-conference to take place
right.
The day before. And at that counter-conference, parliamentarians from Canada's parliament, from every political opposition party, will be speaking about their opposition to the SPP.
Well, I've been told that several members of parliament will be coming to my news conference as well,
excellent.
The Canadian parliament.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to hearing their speeches. But could you speak to that issue that, to me, this seems like an issue that cuts across political lines and concerns all citizens equally. But would you agree with that assessment?
Well, certainly. And if you look at the vote in the House on the Hunter-Kaptur Amendment, it had broad support from Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives. And our position is one which is supported by those who want to preserve the independence of our country and the preservation of our Constitution. And there are patriots in Canada and even in Mexico which share the same concerns about preserving the separate identities of their countries.
All right, Mr.
Culturally, historically, and politically.
Mr. Phillips, how can people who are interested find out more about the Conservative Caucus and find out about this news conference in particular?
Well, I hope they'll check out our website, www.conservativeusa.org. If they want to fax us, our fax number in the United States is 703-281-4108. We have a weekly television show called Conservative Roundtable, And we've had several broadcasts focusing on the North American Union. And if people would like to obtain copies of those DVDs, they should fax their name and address to us at the Conservative Caucus, and on a complimentary basis, we'll be more than happy to send them copies of at least one of those DVDs. And that fax number again is 703-281-4108 in the United States.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Phillips, and good luck to you
with
your news conference.
I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and your listeners.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.